Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. PUD. Yeah. Check it. Red Man. Method Man. Lady Luck. Def Jam.
Eric the Parish. Millennium Ducky. Hold me down. I grab the mic and rip it hard like it's my last time to shine. I want the chrome in the green, so I put it down for mine. Ill cat, slick talk, slain New York. To break it down in straight English, what the fuck you want? Remember me? The punk faggot crab MC? Get your shit broken half and fucking around with me. Hey yo, strike two, my style Brooklyn life is you. Hey you, look nigga, one more strike you through. Word is bit on, rock Esco, Fubu and Fat Fit on. Every time I get my spit on, no doubt, I spark the crit on. Step up and bless the track and spit a jewel. He keeps cool, no need for static, I strap tools. Next up,
yo, I believe that's me.
Yo, get on the mic and rock the synth.
Yo, P, time to rock, the sound I got, it rings hot, make your neck snap back. Like a slingshot, E-hustle, and muscle my way in. Then tussle for days in, on my own with guns blazing. Not for the fun of it, just for those who want me to run it. To leave them like, who done it, suck a duck. I do what I feel right now, when I spit the illicit, cats be like, wow. Yo, I get looks when I'm in the place. That's that nigga, making you smile with scar face. It ain't my fault, that my style's look enough to shock ya. Hit you with the fifth, blocker. If I get caught, you can bet I'll blow trial. Be downtown swinging, M.O.P. style. Next up,
yo, it's Funk D.O.C.
Yo, you're on the mic to rock the symphony.
Yo, did you ever think you would catch a cap? Yo, did you ever think you would get a slap? Yo, did you ever think you would get robbed? At gunpoint, stripped and thrown out the car. It's Funk Doc, you know my name, huh? My style, dirty underground, or you train punk. When it hits your pain, pucks Kool-Aid through the vein and shit. Snatch the traps in a dash like Damon did. Die, walked in red lines to shell shot. Held locked for fucking bronze and nail shots. Hydro, got more bags than bellhops. 2,000 bins on my 8x10 pitcher. Poppy Chew, slaying crews in ICU. Battling using hockey rules. For Keith Murray, that gon' cock these tools. Rolling down like dice and Yahtzee, fool. I just do it like Nike do. Out of Bama, with 10 kids with hammers. Hooked to a camper. Yo, next up,
it's the G.O.D.
Yo, get on the mic for the symphony.
You on the move, paying them dues, nothing to lose, huh? Street kids, broken and bruised, I ain't your Jews, huh? Bad news, bearing they souls through rhyming blues. Hardcore, to make the brothers act fools. Hands on the steel, flip your heads over hill. Smell the daffodil from the lyric overkill. Feeling like the Mac inside a Cadillac DeVille. Too ill on cuts, the barber of the bill. Vigaro, the sky is falling, Geronimo. I feel my heart coming down.
Look out below.
That roach clip and spark another. Chicken hawks playing themselves like Parker Brothers. I rock for the low class, from low cash. The broke ass, even rapper trailer park trash. Yeah. The guard on your block like Godzilla.
Yeah.
She gave away my pussy, I'm a killer. John phenomenon. In Japan they call me Ichiban. Wu-Tang Clan, I'm a one. And the whole nine, I hold mine. Keep playing with it, kid, you might go blind. Jerk off, fuck them AKA. But now it's just meth, that's it, that's all. Solo, single, no more, no less.
Next up, I believe that's me.
Get on the mic and rock the symphony.
Mr. Stop, drop and roll. Rock top to gold, hot. Even though the game's froze. Pop close, range is fold. Blaze them hoes. Leave them with their brains exposed. Things flow. Y'all better change the flow. Hear how luck spittin'. Stay drunk, pissin' the S-type, stay whippin'. When the gun's spittin', duck, go get hittin'. It's written. We in the game of all different. Point game like Jordan, y'all play the role of Pippin'. Style switchin', like tight ass after stickin'. Man, listen. Stop you crying in your bitchin'. Like E&P's last CD, you're out of business.
Our revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way.
For miles.
not eating for days, shooting it out with federal agents, running with your family in tow, giving your son an AK, even though he's only 8 years old. Freedom has many prices, are you willing to pay? So justice and equality to be the order of the day. They'll be tape recording everything you say, and only use cash, no credit cards, they're easy to trace. I know a lot of what I'm saying is not easy to face, just like sometimes medicine's not easy to taste, but it needs to be heard. Revolution is a way of life, not a word, that's word. We living on a third rock from the sun, heard shots from the gun. Somebody yell revolution, then suddenly I heard an explosion.
Progressive only, David Grand Records.
I guess to be a revolutionary is what are you chosen?
Are you ready to fight?
Revolution is bloody, require money cause it's hostile. It's dedicated to the guards who won't lock down. I squeeze the Glock round, Jake screaming cop down. And since I come this far, no way that I'm gonna stop now. I'm ready when you ready, yeah, fucking heated heavy. We on point for Jake, jumping out by seat of Chevy. Impossible to face it, we numberless, nameless and faceless. Hard to trace us, popping up in different places. The rules of engagement, I use my tool for liberation. The FBI drop on domestic conversation. And brothers that you grew up with, alternatives and strangers. And everything you grew accustomed to soon changes. But still niggas are scared to bleed, mentally prepare my seed. Running like a fugitive, just trying to save this life I lead. This whole world straight out of control. Would you go out for freedom like you going out for the dope? I wanna know.
Are you ready to fight?
When you say the historic nature of revolution, the motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution, and the message used in a revolution. You may change words. You may devise another program. You may change your goal.
Strategy, organized calamity in defense of the black family. Got ecological swords like Comrade Joe. sword. Jonathan the man, child, Conrad, Bob Orr, Kuwaiti, Balagoon, Matulu Shakur. On my mama, Shasta Wasada, we hotter than some motherfucking lava. Black paramilitary fatigue, Tommy Boots, the G, kinetic energy, raps the kinetic mystery, the venom and the antidote. The body strikes to your throat, cause the all back MCs to choke. I'm bopping the whole G-head quotes, General Gee up in the Viet Cong, Tamarmount, Frost Bernard, flat skin with the white mask, it's an assassin with a trippy motives of eliminating white fascists.
Peace, 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 peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting every Warrior Wednesday by the National Minister of Defense, the Black Riders Liberation Party, and National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the bold, strong, and courageous leadership of National Chairwoman General Crystal Muhammad, speaking none other than our warrior educator and my atomic ally, Minister King Samir Shabazz. The phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We got the chat room open to see your commentary. So if you got some commentary on today's topic, we're here on Warrior Wednesday with the Black Survivor Die series, and our topic or the degree we've been asked to review today on Warrior Wednesday is the subject of countering the counterintelligence program. Again, tonight's topic is countering the counterintelligence program. Now, we must look at today's degree. This is the Equality Month of the Knowledge On Day. Of the knowledge on ye. So today is our duty to make knowledge form. And I've been given the auspicious task of standing in for the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz, on this evening, on this Warrior Wednesday's class. So we're going to be dealing with the degree of countering the counterintelligence program on June 19, 2019, 154 years since the last slave state was notified of said emancipation. 154 years since the corporation known under its misnomer as the State of Texas. Our ancestors who dwell in that particular region were notified on today, 154 years ago, that they were no longer to be held captive in bond service. 154 years. Bond service. 154 years since being removed from physical bondage or chattel slavery. 154 years to exist under an oppressive and dominating mental colonialist type of condition. And tonight, we are dealing with the degree of countering the counterintelligence program. So again, family, that phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. We want to hear your thoughts on today, Juneteenth, 2019, 154 years since the place known as Texas was removed from chattel slavery. And hear what your thoughts and ideas are on the subject, countering the counterintelligence program. Let's look at that. Let's look at this degree. And let's take it from knowledge to bone. Let's look at this degree and let's take it from knowledge to bone. Knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. This is where intelligence comes from. This is where an intelligence program is rooted in. Knowledge. Knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. Knowledge is to look, listen, observe, and most of all, respect. Are we looking? Are we listening? Are we observing? And are we respecting what has been laid down ancestrally for us? Our blueprint for the liberation, salvation, resurrection, reconciliation, and reformation of the Black nation and the vanquishing of our enemies, foreign and domestic. If, in fact, our ancestors were emancipated 154 years ago, the question is, why do we need a Black Survive or Die series? Why must the warriors be assembled every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 Central or Mountain Time, 2 Pacific Time, together with our intelligence program? To counter the intelligence program, if we have been emancipated. So that means that somewhere in that gambit, we as African people do not find ourselves emancipated. We find ourselves emasculated. We find ourselves separated. We find ourselves segregated. We find ourselves in a state of degradation, in a state of annihilation, in a state of menticidal and genocidal recipients of warfare. We find ourselves in a total war posture, yet not in the space to respond appropriately to the onslaught of our enemies, both foreign and domestic. 154 years removed from sponsor from 1865 to 1965, 100 years of Jim Crow. 100 years of segregation. And then 54 years of the illusion of inclusion. 54 years of the illusion of inclusion here. We find ourselves still being victimized by the counterintelligence program of our enemy. Under the counterintelligence program of our enemies, both foreign and domestic, we still find ourselves as the gross national product of white America, of Latin America, of Asian America, of Arab America, of Jewish America. Under the capitalistic guise and rule and exploitation of everybody on the goddamn planet. And we are looking to ourselves constantly and consistently and without fail for a goddamn enemy. When we are encircled on all of our flanks, our left and right sectors of fire, our interlocking sectors of fire, at close proximity and far proximity by our enemy. So as we begin to peel back the layers of this counterintelligence program and how we should counter them, we're going to begin with the reading from Inyasasim. A calendar of daily revolutionary thoughts. And that is available www.akabinhouse.com by our warrior living ancestor, Dr. Baba Nwali Cable Mani Garudi. And it reads, as an African person, I call upon the spirit and wisdom of our ancestors and cosmic forces to the truth and justice to be with us, to strengthen our sense of responsibility and help us recapture our minds, to restore the knowledge in love of self, to learn, to study, to create, to build, to plan, and to work together for our survival as individuals and community. And that is a quote from Fannie S. Clark. So as an African person, she is calling our minds to be oriented on a particular purpose why we are on the damn planet, calling upon the spirit and wisdom of our ancestors and cosmic forces of truth and justice to be with us. Many of us find ourselves in grave error in this department. Many of us find ourselves in a grave misfortune in the area in regards to the spirit and the wisdom of ancestors and cosmic forces of truth and justice to be with us. We don't call them.
We don't call upon the warrior ancestors who have sojourned this way before us and have paid the ultimate price for liberation, for salvation. The ancestors and cosmic forces, the forces of the divine, those divine forces of nature, those divine spirits that are imbuing us with the said ability to be free. We call upon them. Many of us don't call upon those forces of truth and justice. So we call upon the forces of truth and justice of our enemies to be with us. So we're talking about ancestral forces that sojourn, those known and unknown, to be with us in the spirit of truth and justice. Justice is your penalty or reward depending upon your ways and actions. So what ways and actions have our enemies shown us? And in truth, what must we do about it? So as African people, so if you are not in tune with the spirit and wisdom of your ancestors, cosmic forces of truth and justice, there's no conversation to be had with you in regard to African liberation. Because African spirituality, African warriorhood, African manhood, African womanhood, African childhood, it's intertwined and interconnected from an African center and a divine connection with African ancestors and those cosmic forces she spoke of. To strengthen our sense of responsibility, who the fuck are we responsible to? Who are we responsible to and what are we responsible for? And help us to recapture. Re means again. That is prefix associated with being done again. Recapture our minds. Because we are in a position today to where our minds are captured and held in bond service by our enemies, foreign and domestic, and we walk around in a state of bondage, a state of mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and psychological allegiance to the benefit of our enemies, foreign and domestic. To restore the knowledge and love of self, to restore the knowledge of the love of self. Do we love us? Do we love us? When we look in the mirror at that vestigial image of self, do we look at ourselves in a space of love? Do we have the knowledge of truth that would make us look in the mirror and begin to love ourselves? So this is the divine decree that we beseech our ancestors for, to restore the love and the knowledge of self, to learn, to study. When you have a love of self and when you have a knowledge of self, you begin to want to learn. You begin to want to learn. You begin to want to study self, to create things from that African center, from that space and place of your mind, to build, to plan, and to work together for our survival as individuals and community. So today, through evasive trick knowledge, on the day where one is commemorating and honoring their ancestors who sojourned 154 years ago, the trick knowledge of the enemy is discussing reparations on this day. What fucking price can be paid for the lives of your ancestors? What sort of payment can be in exchange for blood, except blood? We're beseeching the political arena for truth and justice. We're beseeching the political arena of our enemies who are responsible for the condition that we in for blood payment. For damage is done. And not willing to inflict any fucking damage on the people that's responsible for having us in the condition that we're in. We're groveling. We're pandering. We're kowtowing. We're buck dancing. We're assimilating. We're integrating. We're singing. We are having Juneteenth celebrations with our fucking slave master. And in the midst of this celebration, we have young African children running around here as products of the diaspora and don't know anything about our ancestors, don't know anything about themselves, and are going to our enemies' technology to learn our story. As if these bastards would ever tell our story in a way that would be empowering and uplifting and a motivating tool for us to get out of conditions. So while we're memeing and virtually celebrating, are we educating our youth on the duties and responsibilities that they have to their family, that they have to their ancestors, that they have to their elders, that they have to their peer group, that they have to their future? Or are we just barbecue? Or are we just having Juneteenth parade? What type of position are we putting our future generations in with the conversations that we're having? Where is our implementation strategy for tomorrow? We have a duty and responsibility to learn, to study, to create, to build, to plan, and to work together for the survival of our individuals and community. Or is Happy Juneteenth Day sufficient? Now let's go to Baba's explanation. We are nothing without our ancestors. For we are the culmination of all those who came before us, who make up our lineage. No truth is more fundamental to the African sense of self, community, and nation than this. Africans understand themselves as spiritual beings first and physical entities second. We measure our worth and essence from that which comprises the highest state of existence, the spiritual self. Her Aket, known as the Sphinx, symbolizes this human transformation. Spiritual supremacy rising out of the ignorance and ruled by physical appetites. It's represented by the power of human discipline in overcoming baser temptation and understanding that temptation was there to challenge you into a deeper moral consciousness and higher spiritual existence. Every step toward a knowledge of our spiritual self is an elevation. If we look at our ancestors' spiritual development, we have no choice but to assess the current rule of body over mind as an atrophied degeneration. Affirmation. I measure my worth in essence from that which comprises my highest state of existence, my spiritual self. Now, from the first line, Baba speaks about us being nothing without our ancestors. We don't even acknowledge our own ancestors as our ancestors. We say stupid ass shit like the ancestors. The ancestors are in control. See, the ancestors be working. You don't even assign in this bastard language a possession. You don't even say my ancestors. To even make it more personal, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, my grandparents, my grand generations. Just the ancestors. For we are the culmination of all those who came before us that make up our lineage. We come from a father and mother who had a father and mother. So understand that basis of responsibility and ownership. You have a maternal side and a paternal side. These people make up you. These people make up us. We have a duty and responsibility to our ancestors. We have a duty and responsibility to our ancestral lineage. No truth is more fundamental to the African sense of self, community, and nation than this. Nothing. So in regards to family, in regards to our families, we are looking and in close proximity with our families every day and do not tell our family story. And do not tell our family story, our family history. We still go to our enemies and give them our DNA to ask our enemies where we come from. We have spiritual practices that exist today, active right now, where you can go and find out where the fuck you came from. And we're going to our enemies, begging our enemies to say, hey, Mr. Devil, Mrs. Devil, I know you're busy, but I got some money for you. Can you tell me where you stole me from? Can you tell me where you stole my ancestors from? Can you chart a migration pattern to see where you stole my ancestors from? Oh, by the way, can you tell me which ships they jumped off of? Oh, can you tell me, you know, which place where the insurrections took place, where they killed your fucking ass along the way? Oh, can you tell me, you know, what language we were speaking before we started speaking this bastard language? Can you tell us about the spiritual practices? I don't know. And nobody in my family knows. And if they know, they don't want to tell me. Thank you, Mr. Devil. Thank you, Mrs. Devil. Here's your payment for the information. And today, we are discussing countering the counterintelligence program. The more you know about you, the less susceptible you are to the trickery and trick knowledge of your fucking enemy. Your interdependency and your reliance upon your enemy to tell you who and what you are and where the fuck you come from. But as long as we are walking around here in a state of subjugation, in the state of mental infiltration, in the state of menticidal and genocidal warfare, we will no longer look within. We will no longer seek the oracles in our generations to tell our family story. We'll outsource for our information. We'll go to our enemy's camps. We'll go to our enemy's concentration camps called schools to learn about us. We go to our enemy's mind mapping places called libraries and virtual mind mapping situations called the internet, the search engines, Google. Google Scholar, Siri, Alexa, whatever type of Android device used to be divisive, to divide and conquer and destroy the family. This is where we'll direct our attention. This is where we seek to measure our worth and value. Virtual esteem, artificial love, artificial acceptance, and artificial intelligence. Our intelligence, our love, and our acceptance is not coming from an internal source, but an external controlled algorithmic force called social media. So if people show you love on social media, you are fulfilled. If people accept you on social media, you feel accepted. If you receive artificial intelligence via social media, you feel intelligent in your life. We're going to meme our way and engage in social media warfare, liberation, and deem that sufficient. And deem this sufficient. This affirmation is deep. I measure my worth in essence from that which compromises my highest state of existence, my spiritual self. This affirmation don't say my virtual self, my spiritual self. Now, what do you know about your spiritual self? Have you connected with your African technology? Have you connected with the internal counterintelligence program and programming in you? Or are you solely susceptible and solely interdependent upon the enemy's counterintelligence program? This is a question that we need to ask ourselves. This is a question that we need to ponder on. And as we get is to this counterintelligence program. We understand that the goals and objectives of a counterintelligence program is to use divisive tactics to disrupt, agitate, and to destroy the cohesive intelligence that exists within the Black family dynamic. So the intelligence program gathers the habits, the attitudes, the opinions, the stances, the methodologies, the tactics, techniques, and procedures of their intended target, and finds guerrilla means of attacking, distracting, agitating, and disrupting this dynamic. If we are looking at war tactics, if you have a people whose cultural dynamic is spiritually rooted in nature, if you cut off, if you disrupt, if you agitate, if you destroy or sever the connection to their spiritual foundation, you have just overwhelmed this enemy to the point of submission. If you replace the spiritual center with a religious center, you have just equipped those insurgents or those rebels with fratricidal weapons to be used for their own destruction. So if I can get you fighting about education, fighting about economics, fighting about entertainment, fighting about labor, fighting about law, fighting about politics, fighting about religion, sex, and war, internally, all I have to do is set up weapons emplacements to deal with that resisting force that is not lulled to sleep by these other devices that I've set in place. That small resistance force, that small rebel force, that small insurrection fighting force that seeks to liberate our people and eradicate our enemies. We engage them with fratricidal combatants from within. And we increase the intensity of the onslaught from external forces. So while they suffer casualties internally, they're also suffering casualties externally. So we know as African people, if there is no enemy within,
The enemy without can do us no harm. What if our core value system, our core capabilities, our core sense and allegiance and responsibility to self has been removed, along with the spiritual center, along with the emotional center, along with the psychological center, along with the physical center of focus? We are now blinded and exist in an express state of indistinguishability to be able to properly distinguish friend from foe. So now our enemy is telling us who our enemies and who our friends are, who our allies are and who our enemies are. And at the same time, execution style, rendering death and devastation to our people. So looking at countering the counterintelligence program, we have to be able to have a proper propaganda campaign that will name and explain who and what our enemies are, their capabilities, and where we are falling victim to their traps, their techniques, tactics, and procedures, and how to counter them and utterly destroy them. So we're here at the top of the hour. The phone number to call in, family, is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. And before we go to this break, just going to read something from Yorugbu, an African-centered critique of European cultural thought and behavior, from Dr. Remember Ani. It's on page 187. The civilized African behaved and dressed and spoke like a European. He had been educated in European schools that begun with the mission school and was therefore trained to uphold European values and to perpetuate European control. The purpose of any educational system is to perpetuate the society that it creates, the non-evolved or uncivilized African was an unsaved, uneducated, primitive, and non-Christian, and therefore a usable chattel for mines and farms. So that the Europeans, so sought the Europeans and the civilized Africans. Missionary Christianism stripped, colonized non-Europeans of everything. In this psychologically insecure state, they could be immersed in the ideology of technical order. And so many Africans themselves begin to speak the blessings of Christianity because it is so on the ideology of progress to which its European adherents subscribe. So we'll get into that after this two-song music break. If you have any questions, any comments, we're going to get into reparations. We want to hear your thoughts on this bastard display, mental colonial rule and subjugation under the guise of empty white promises. You know, we want to hear your thoughts on Juneteenth and all of those things. So again, that phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Tell the Warriors we are on live Warrior Wednesday with your brother Knowledge Born Alive, standing in the place of Minister King Samir Shabazz on this Warrior Wednesday. And we will be right back with you.
time to do. Do what? Revolution. Holy Jesus. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're gonna say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK-47.
She said she never heard a shotgun bang close range.
Never ever.
The adrenaline that rushed through her veins. Got a feeling like a soda when she shot it. Now our guns seem to gather revolutionary yapper. Low choppers got her working on a group and making sure that ain't proper. Certified headshot. No ammo was wasted. Got her fro picked out like he's Angela Davis. Pistol wave is where my queen is amazing. Exquisite flavor. I just want to taste the conversation. We stadio. Said she love my vibrations coming out the radio. Take the to another level, get a high on self-empowerment. Embrace the natural beauty, now she really feels what power is. Black fist held high up in the sky. Yeah, we some black guys, the white devil is alive. She's my melanated masterpiece, the beauty so divine. Strongest pieces on the board, be the queen is by my side. So let's ride, windows tinted, guess who win it? Look, you been it. Locks draping my shoulder, living my vision. Manufacturing black economics till we independent. She's my Betty Shabazz, let's make a difference. Coretta with a Beretta, Harriet in my chariot. The bond that we building is stronger than any marriage. Because I know you got my back through whatever shit. She's strong, black, and beautifully intelligent. My masterpiece.
Time to do what?
Revolution.
Holy Jesus. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
She used to ask me, like, what's the extra water for? A curious mind, so yes, I taught her more. Practice preparation, baby, look, we gotta stay ready, yo. So we don't have to get ready. Tune in the radio. Frequency, she speak to me. Keep me balanced, equal ratio. She shine like the moonlight, and even in the day she glows. Black rose, she arose to the throne. The queen for the king, I propose. Black love, yeah, solid like gold. Give you pure black power, revolutionary flows. And she knows that I'm focused on our people. Till my vocal cords no longer produce notes. I give you nothing but these quotes. Inspiration for the adolescents. Young guys in my presence. They feel your melanin, you smell the essence. I feel the tension in the air. You can't neglect it. All I see is power when I stare at my reflection. As long as you make the effort, it's all about progression. Learn a lesson. This medicine I wrote, I'm stopping stressing. Our connection is a universal bond of perfection. Check it, moving all across the board, regardless of complexion. Yeah.
Time to do what?
Revolution.
Holy Jesus. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
I'm on my Huey P. Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, political activist. Today grant freedom to Mumia, Geronimo Pratt, returning from combat. I react, my fists high, all power to the people. Black beret, match these boots on the ground, ain't no secret what I'm repping. I'm a walking billboard, RBG it. I'm the mayor of the ghetto, Punchy Carter. I give you these raps like H. Brown. I go harder, moving smarter, COINTEL, pressing charges since Hoover was in office. And the mission was to put all of our leaders in the coffins, left us with messy Jesse, middle fingers down, sharp. And I don't usually cuss, man, but fuck Charles Barkley. This one's for little Bobby and Fred Hampton, Fleeto Drumgo, John Kleskett, and George Jackson. Ain't no Latin, killer pig, we call it Soul Daddin. I'm an artist, Emory Douglas, these graphics is propaganda. Ain't no Wakanda dedicated just to the Black Panthers, cause Black Power's my motherfucking anthem. Get your hands up, understand, my niggas active in the streets. Every fashion, free food for the hood, plus we monitor the traffic. Keep an eye on lights flashing, meaning cops harassing. No more probable cause, just baiting you for a reaction. Listen, I'm sick of these crooked ass politicians. I can't even drink the water in my city, but who the victim, huh? They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making. said ain't no killmongers, it's real hunger, see what it feel like. Ain't no spaceships in my hood, nigga, this real life. Vibranium through these speakers, watch as I build mine. The technology that I'm using, they never will find. Futuristic flavors I'm creating as I pen lines. I'm here forever, yeah, my name is inscribed. When they ask me who I do it for the tribes. I just tapped into their frequencies, I hope they feel my vibes. Oh my, I won't lie, feeling exhausted like pipes. But I'm committed till we all get it right. Get in line, out of order, flow distorted, synthesized, stick aside. Race first, or urbanized, genocide, gentrified, steady victimized. Shift the mind, give them that royal feeling inside. We on the rise, I go hard till I meet my demise. Let you decide what you gon' do. Them chickens finally coming home to roost. Malcolm X said it, this is part two. Centrifuge, interviews over interludes. I refuse to lose, fuck the red, white, and blue. This is Marcus Garvey inspired, I represent my youth. Black and proud, what are you? They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot still vacant. Guess I'm the black superhero in the making.